Time to get into the day's top business news right here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM. We start with South Africa's mining production having increased 6.9% year-on-year in August. Mineral sales, on the other hand, increased 17.7% according to the latest data by Stats SA. Mining and labor analyst at Creative Voodoo Consulting, Mamokgethi Molopiane, joins us on the line to discuss these figures. Welcome back to Money Talk, ma'am.
Good to have me back.
What were the main contributing factors to this increase?
Look, when you look at the numbers that came out now, I think they speak to a broader picture that there seems to be a sentiment of recovery globally in some of the commodities. So as the commodities are recovering globally, the appetite for it resurfaces. And so that's why we are seeing the production numbers are out and that we're seeing the performance in a lighter note in August. And I think for the South African mining sector that has been going through a period of a dark storm for 2.5 years and even the first quarter, this is slightly better. This is slightly comforting because, remember, this improvement comes while there's still drama, proper drama between the regulator and the industry. So that there's a bit of a positive sentiment in mining production, in mining figures, and in how globally there's still an appetite for our commodities, mm-hmm. that is encouraging.
What does it say about the seeming resilience, even amid tough times and challenges in South Africa's mining industry? Were these figures expected, and is this increase likely to continue going forward?
No, they were not. I mean, when I spoke to you in the previous time, I had expected a decline, and mostly so because of the spat, the fight, the cat fight between the regulator and the industry. So this, for some of us, it's positive news. But also, we must always not look at it in a similar view of South Africa alone. We must look at it located globally and say, you know, the mining industry is one sector where you cannot say that's it, it's done, it's finished, it's the end of it. Mm. As cyclical, it's got ups and downs, dips and highs. Always be a time when things look bad and suddenly it's at the moment. So for South Africa, I think the key message is that, hey, if you sort out your own internal issues, if you sort out policies, because the regulatory body, that is the department, finalizes policies. If you sort out your policies, if you get your house in order and sweep out the debt out and clean it, not sweep it under the carpet and finalize it, we will still come, because at the end of the day, we do need some of your mining products. We need to mine in South Africa. We would like to invest in South Africa. And I think this positive growth phase, mining will always be in demand. It might have ups and downs, but it's an industry that will always have its commodities wanted.
Having said that, is the continued drama between the Chamber of Mines and the Minerals Resources Department expected to put some cloud or continued cloud over the mining industry as a whole until the issue of the mining charter is resolved?
Absolutely. I mean, if you listen to the CEO of the Chamber of Mines, Roger Baxter, the other day, why they were boycotting the Joburg Indaba, he outright in an interview said, "We have lost confidence in this minister. We do not want this minister. We have lost confidence in him. We cannot relate to him. This is the worst breakdown in relationship between the department and the chamber in 25 years experience that he's been in the industry." So you can expect that it will continue to go on. It will continue to have a bad cloud hanging over South Africa's mining industry. And if you're looking, I mean, we're counting until the mining endeavor in February. So I think it will carry on into that. I do not see it ending now, honestly. It will go on. It's still at the court. It might take years to resolve. But that there's some positive news of production that is up, that there's some positive news of an appetite for our commodities, that cannot be discounted. And I think when they engage each other, this is one of the things that key players in the industry must say to the ministry and to the ruling party, hey, like I finalized this, as you can see, it's not that people do not want to come to invest in South Africa's mining. We must just finish our policies, sort it out.
Thank you so much for your input. Mining analyst at Creative Voodoo Consulting, Mamokgethi Molapiane, talking us through the latest mining data by Stats SA.